Begin the current daf. Masech the Suma daf. Zan begin on the base. Begin the test the master. Begin the words of the Gemara. Ha'in a nice ela aben tuma. Rather, okay, which is this sin that with sizgim and meratza regarding the if the kachim became tummy. Shehuchim machlal v'chulu where that is categorically permitted in certain situations by the tzibur, and therefore even in a situation like by yachid the sizgim and meratza. Says Taisa Timur Ben Tam. The Ben Tam wonders. Why did the brides have to make it dependent the reasoning? How we know that it's referring to the halachas of tumah? Shuhuch mechlola, because it's categorical, has exemptions. What do I mean? Tebek leis, officially mishum diyev shluk mekrova pigul b'naisa. You have no options left. As we said, you can't say it's tumah by pigul b'naisa because of leirat zalei chashev. Umeilu lemme togum lemme tumah. So obviously the only one you left is that of tumah. So the Tirz Rabbein Tam answers, he says no. The akachal lemekmin lekra. The Bryson knew that it has to be something that has a categorical exemption. And the reason how we know this, the sin says by the tzitz that l'rotzin lehem, it should be as acceptable for them. Mashma aventru l'rotzin ba'alma. Sounds like it's a sin that is just like for like an like to be merutza, like something like a little bit more desirable. Which is the sin of tumah, because really, if it's regarding the tzibur, there is no sin. The carbon is really acceptable. So obviously, when we say l'rotzin lehem, we're talking about a type of a sin that it really is acceptable. So it's not just from a process of elimination. We actually know it from the words of the pasuk. The part of the Gemara asks, how do you know it's tumah? Beim oven smol. This is referring to the sin of doing the avodah with the left hand. It also has a categorical exemption on Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol takes the pan in his right hand and he takes the meaning of the coals and the spoon with the frankincense in his left hand. So maybe it's referring to that. Shani, the Gemara answers, now Omakra oven, the pasuk says oven means the oven shayibay with the chisim. That it really was a sin, but that we set it aside, in contrast to Yom Kippurim, that no, the mitzvah is initially to do with the left hand. Now it says Taisus, why are you asking specifically from oven small? Because it must be because, like we said, it's something that really is acceptable. We just want to make it a little bit better. Because if that's not where the Gemara was coming from, then how do we know that the pasuk only talking about something that we're setting aside? What do you mean? What do you mean? The Gemara should have answered and rejected. It says you can't talk about the sin of using with the left hand because Amakar Oven, the pasuk says it's a sin. Shu Oven Mechal Mokum, which is a sin everywhere. Lafukas Motik, good, the left hand. Shu Oven Mechal Mokum, it's not a sin Yom Kippurim. And the fact that we say it's talking about a sin that was over here, but it was overridden, sounds like that we're learning from the words of L'Ratzlam, which is talking about a sin that sometimes we do override it, in contrast to the sin of the left hand, where you need the right and the left. So that's not considered overridden because there's no sin at all on Yom Kippurim. Then says Taisa, then Bahadul Nokim L'Ratzin. So then, why didn't the Gemara tell it from the words of L'Ratzin? So that's says Taisa Yishlam. What you could say is Mishum Dolim Ashma L'Mute Small. That word L'Ratzin wouldn't tell us what's going to the left hand. Shai Merutzahu, because that's also acceptable in Yom Kippurim. Elam Oven Namikadarish. Rather, it's expounded from the word Oven. This is what it's saying. Oven Shuhul L'Ratzin, a sin that is sometimes acceptable. Meaning Shai Merutza, that's the type of sin that we're talking about, like that of Toma. Where sometimes it's acceptable. And Taisa says, Betuva Parachasim. The Gemara asked many different cases that, oh, maybe that's the one that we're talking about, that it's Meratza. Balei Parach, Lamahanach, the Huch Machlon. And the questions are only from those which are Huch Machlon, like we're saying, because it's really learned from L'Ratz and Lam. And then says Taisa Bim Tame, if that's the case, Taisa has to take a second look. He says, Mkain, if that's the case, Pigul Benaiser. Hey, Chosal Gedatik Lug Mekurma Gevaisa, had the Bryce entertained to say that, oh, maybe the Tzitz Meratza on Machshava of Pigul Benaiser. Had we not had the psukim excluding them of leichashem liyotza, what do you mean? Tebik leis should be sufficient that it cannot be that the pasuk of the Ritzit Tzitz was talking about them, and the reason very simple, because they're not categorical exemptions, and so therefore from liyotza lehem we already know that has to be something that sometimes has exemptions. So what was the havamina of the brisa? On that vayimer ben tam he says. Pigul hutu machlal b'mama. It's not true. Pigul has a categorical exemption by a private altar. Shem psul makom b'mama. There's no inappropriate place regarding an altar. And but nicer gedin this, but you're right. Nicer just goes together with pigul, and that was parenthetically mentioned. But you're right. It was really regarding b'mama that we were entertaining to say because that is hutu machlal. Or you could say that no. even regarding that of Neisr, that is permitted, there is a heter for it, on the top of the Mizbech, that there, it's not considered a problem about being left over. Now, but it would be difficult, according to the one who says, that being left overnight actually is effective to invalidate even on the time of the Mizbech, what would you say? Moreover, Taisis has a problem. We never find the thought of Neisr, the thought of leaving it over, that was never permitted. Now, Vaymer Zva, the Ritzva says, no, the Hutra, you do find that you have Hutra, even by this Pigel and Neisr. The Hutra be Mechaz Kahanim, Mechaz Kahim Meshuach. Regarding the mecha that a kohen brings, or the anointed kohen, any that does not have things that permit it, there is no liability of machshava of pigel of having it chutzas manik. It's not even an invalidation. And how do we know that medikama has in perikam and zochem? The Gemara says in zochem the bidal menalv the rabshimim don't call sheinam mizbech lechitzin kashlam. Whatever is not brought on the outer mizbech like shlam, which is where the source of pigel is learned out from, ain't chayim lam shemgi not liable for pigel. But minhas the Gemara tells us with it that moed rabshimim agrees. Oh, lipsul that it will be invalidated. Why? Although it's not going to be pigel, it's going to be possible. Mekavachem mishloish man, mekavachem from shloish man. Where hakash b'shlam possible b'chatas, where shloish man is valid by shlam and is invalid by chatas. So, therefore, chutzas man is possible b'shlam. So, if you're flirting with a machshav chutzas man, it's invalid by shlamim. So, in a din sheivs b'chatas, in a kavachem, for sure, although it's not going to be pigel, it's for sure going to be at least possible by that of chatas. And b'dabashim matirin like a kavachem by things that don't permit us, there is no kavachem. Because actually Shalosh Man is actually valid by a mech of a kohen, or anything that does not permit her, and therefore the halacha by these things are that even if you have much of a pigle, it would not make the carbon puzzle. So you do actually see huch mechlali by pigle. Then Tais says, when Tami begin to say chutzlim kaimen shahud b'mama, regarding the machshav of chutzlim kaimen, which was permitted by Bama. The problem is, holy mikru hutra mechlali, it's still not going to work for like we're trying to fit into the category of the tzitzbi miratza of hutra mechlali, because to be in an oven lefnei Hashem, it's not enough to, like we said, to have an oven which are sometimes permitted, because that oven has to be a sin of lefnei Hashem. It cannot shan hasm, like the Gemara answers over there. Kippur, when the Gemara asks over there, oven yotzi, maybe the sin of the tzitzbi miratza is when it leaves the perimeter where it's allowed to be. Shehutra b'bama, where, oh, it has a hutra mechlali by a bama, where it's allowed to be wherever it wants to be. Mishan, the Gemara answers no, because it has to be oven lefnei Hashem, has to be a sin in front of Hashem. So same thing as b'chutz b'kaimai, where this is permitted b'mama, but that's not lefnei Hashem. And that's the teshu shalom. What you can say is no. Yaitzei regarding the psul of leaving the perimeter, lav oven lefnei Hashem. That's obviously not a sin in front of Hashem, because the psul ir b'chutz, the invalidation of yaitzei is actually obviously outside of the perimeter, not when it's in dazar in front of Hashem. In contrast, of a machsheves chutz b'kaimai, but the thought regarding doing it beyond its place. That invalidation happens inside. He's standing inside, and the thoughts are outside, so therefore, that most definitely would qualify as an oven of Lefnei Hashem. Now, and that's the Tais of Ein Lemer, and don't say, another problem, Tais is 4:1. Maybe you're going to say that by the private altar, that's not considered Hut Machlali. Why not? That's exactly how it's supposed to be done. So it's not called a Hutra, like it's like a problem that's being permitted. Like the Gemara answers regarding the question of how do you know? Maybe it's regarding the left hand that sits with Miratza. The Gemara says no, and says no because it's not a problem that's being permitted. It's not a problem by Yom Kippurim. And that's no, the light is not comparable. Because this small regarding the left hand, keeping the chesed from the mismal, since that's actually how it's supposed to be with the left hand. So currently the chesed because the Gemara says no, that can't be a hut machlal. That's how it's supposed to be. Of chutzim kaimen regarding doing beyond its place. We never find it in the Azara that's how it's supposed to be done. So you can't consider it as that's the way it's supposed to be in the fact that we permit in Bama wherever it's supposed to be. And therefore that will be included in the Hutch Machlali, as the Gemara entertained to say that maybe that's what the Tzitzik Gemara Ratz. Now, Tzitzik Yerushim Farshma, those who explain the Pigel of a Neisr, they give a different answer. They say, no, Avagav Dla Hutch Machlali, even though you're right. It wouldn't qualify for the pasuk of Laratzlam. It wouldn't work for because it wouldn't be hutra mechlali. Still, have makmina krad ritzit tzitzbe gavay. Still, the brayz was entertained to say that it's regarding them that the tzitzit miratza. Ila galik krad behedya lo yichashv leiratza. If the pasuk didn't explicitly tell us lo yichashv leiratza, why? Mishum dechsebu often because the word oven is written by them. And by the tzitz, it also says the word oven. And we would have learned the gzeir shava, the word oven from the tzitz. We were saying up until this point, it has to be l'ratzlehem. The mashma that sounds like we explained, there has to be something that hud mechlali. You could still say, have a mukmin l'ratzlehem l'dashachriti. That's not difficult. We would have said l'ratzlehem means something else. What does it mean, l'ratzlehem? The tzitz is only for good for them, below the pron is not to cause any punishment. And that's where it explained it, and therefore that's why some explain the Bryce was entertaining to say that the tzitz mirats on pigla and anois, even though it's not really a regular, it's not really hutzmach lalde. Now, Perka comes to Rabbi, the Gemara knows that Chafeim and Alf says Taisus Kesabti wrote in the Rimaschal Ve'ema, Amayla Megmin Lekra, why didn't we explain the pasuk of the tzitz mirats la of an avelo trefa, for the sin of an avelo trefa shahut machlal b'malika, where we find the Beis Hamikdash, it was totally permitted when you do malika on the bird. Regarding the sin of sacrificing carbon at Laila at night time, where it was totally permitted regarding the limbs and the fats, regarding the sin of slaughtering an animal and its offspring on the same day, which that was permitted by birds, or the sin of doing it before its time, which is that was permitted by birds. And look over there where I answered all those questions, why all these cases were not mentioned as options for the pasuk of the tzitz being meratza, which also have hutu mechlali. Ksenek says, Master begins with the Gemara mechlali, Rav Shimon Salva, the inference is that Rav Shimon holds, Tum in the chihi hibit tzibur, that we only set aside Tum in the tzibur, and it's not hutu mechlali. And that's why you couldn't say that the Sizbim Ratsi Mekipurim, even though it's not in the fort of the Kohen Gadol, because Yom Kippurim, that Tum is hutu, it's not hutu, it's only dechuyah. So obviously, so then how does it work? Because it's Sizbim Ratsi, even if it's not in his fort. Now, Taisa says, We don't know what's this proof that Shimon is bringing for Yom Kippur. That filich in al mitzchim neratza, that even when it's not as far as meratza, so you see it always works, and you can't say hutra because it's not hutra. What do you mean? In al mitzchim in meratza. I could truthfully tell you, no, like Yehuda. If it's not on the forehead, it's not meratza. For Yom Kippur, you want to know what's the reason Yom Kippurim that tum is not going to be a problem? That's the key in the actual is on mitzvah too. That's simply because since it's not possible Yom Kippur, the kind of the way on his forehead on Yom Kippur, and to be provided ritza because he can't go into the base into the kosher kosher like that. That's why dachir tuma. That's why we override tuma, keep in the carbon tzibur the asur tuma for a different reason. Since the carbon tzibur that comes in the state of tuma, midahav tuma is gavah. Just like we say if the kohen himself is tummy, the lemeratz tzitz alal. The ritza tzitz does not work on the kohen himself. It's only on the oven hakadoshim, not oven hamagdishin. But v'dachi tumah, it's still a little overrides tumah. So what does it have to do with the tzitz? It's because of as being a karmic tzibur. And that's the tzitz. What you could say is the halakim. This is what Rishon is saying. Kangolim yom kippurim yechiyach. The kangolim yom kippurim will disprove the initma karmi yad. If the karmi comes tummy in his hand, afilim yeshal cheres tachatayra. Even if there's another one that's possible to bring as tahira, ain oimaloi hava cheres tachatayra. We don't want to bring another one in this place. Why not? V'karach chayinim rishon dafilim en adal mitzchem meratz. It must be because the tzitz meratz, even if it's not on his forehead. Why? So tzitz is meratza. Oh, but kibin the katati, since there's two, ritzu tzitz, but carbon tzibur, because the tzitz is meratza, when it's not on his forehead, that's where le'maisachidu, that's why we don't bring another one. Because the e ain't ideal mitzvah in the meratza, because if it would be like we're asking here in Taisa, that you're right, if it's not on his forehead, it would not be meratza. So then le'mele hova acheres after, we would tell him bring another one to take its place. Kibin the tumet chuyi, if you tell me tumet, which it classically is, that it's you hold it's not hutra and you tell me the tzitz is not working, so then we would tell you it's just overridden. Go bring another one that's tar. The fact that we don't, it must be because of the joint combination of tumah being tchuyah b'tzibur and from the fact that tzitz maratz even is not on his forehead. Then Taisa said, "Maybe you're going to say v'amadol gebahoyi makar mechas parm." The Gemara previously said the price said that when if he's sacrificing the mincha of the parm, oh, we said ma'alav the chag. Aren't we talking about the menachas of the parm that come on the yomtiv? Which so obviously we see according to the one who holds the tumah we is overridden. We just set it aside that according to that mandama would make sense that we tell him to bring another one in his place. We're only asking according to mandama hutri b'tzibur. What do you mean? Afilu b'karben tzibur gama. Even that's talking about a bona fide, as we see in the Gemara's question over there, a bona fide karben tzibur. And we don't say like Tosha just said now that when you have two elements, the reason it sits in the karben tzibur, that you don't have to bring another one in the place. Why not? We see over there that you would have to. On that situation, what you could say is that who tandel el, that tandel, that braisa, sofer kabi huda. he held like Rabbi Yehuda Baha in this, the Ein Odel Metzchay, Ein Meratzah. That if it's not in his forehead, it's not Meratzah. Ukugun Chain Metzchay. And it's Tumah where it's not in his forehead. Oh, so it's not on his forehead, so you don't have two. You only have Tumah Dechuyah. And that's why we tell him to bring another one. But here with this two, then we don't say that. Or Yinami, another approach is you can say, Benishma Tzitz, the one with the Tzitz is broken. Valim, the Kulam, it's going like everyone who holds that it only works when it's intact. And that's why you would have to bring another one. But you're right, but in our case, Yom Kippurim, even if it would break, we would tell him, yeah, Habacharas, and that it wouldn't be difficult. We'll only tell him not is because you have both, because you have the Tzitz, being Meratze, like Rav Shimon says, even if it's not ideal mitzvah, and the fact that Tumah is the Chuyah, the Tzibah.